USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 20 people have been killed during a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. 26 people are injured. This woman was inside when it happened.
I wasn't really paying attention, but I heard doo, doo, doo. And then it went doo, 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 like closer together. So then that's when I thought it was gunshots.
Police say they believe it to be a lone shooter who is in custody. He's a 21-year-old white male who's been identified as Patrick Crucius. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Texans are grieving. He tweets, "We thank first responders for their swift action. We ask God to bind up the wounds of all who have been harmed." Edie Holberg is at a family reunification center. Many people are worried and looking for their loved ones.
I want to just find my mom. Somebody needs to tell me where she is. I want to know if she's dead or alive or if she's still in Walmart.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings has spoken out for the first time since President Trump began denouncing him and the city of Baltimore. Cummings says tweets from afar won't cut it.
What I want to say to those all those people says we got a national audience, come to Baltimore. Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore and I promise you, you will be welcome. There are not many things that feed my soul. I do not have time for people who want to trash our city. But I do have time for our kids. And so don't waste my pain. Don't step on it. Don't trample on the pain of our people.
An earthquake in Indonesia has killed 4 people. The cleanup is underway after the 6.8 shaker hit off Java Island. More than 200 homes were damaged, and people felt it 230 miles away in the capital city of Jakarta. The 4 victims died while fleeing in panic. 4 others were hurt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. on Friday blocked the Trump administration's new rule banning people who enter the country illegally from seeking asylum, saying it violates U.S. law. It's the second federal judge to rule against the rule, which said that only migrants who enter the U.S. through legal ports of entry may claim asylum. President Trump announced the rule in November, saying migrants who cross the country illegally would be held until deportation. A judge in San Francisco struck down the asylum ban weeks after it was implemented. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the ruling, and the Supreme Court declined to overrule it. The judge said the Immigration and Nationality Act allows asylum claims regardless of whether a migrant enters the country legally. In July, the Justice Department said it planned to change asylum rules to limit the number of Central American migrants reaching the U.S. border by officially disqualifying those who travel through Mexico to get there. A federal judge in California blocked that rule, saying only Congress has the power to bar asylum. Federal health officials have warned dog owners nationwide about a salmonella risk associated with pig ear treats. The salmonella has been found in 33 states, and it's hospitalized more than 24 humans who handled the treats. Nearly 130 cases have been reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.